Just, how do you think of that as, you know, different from the living room, or is it, how does that sound to you?
That's the word that I was trying to think about. My grandmother would say, well, let's go sit in the parlor.
Mm-hmm.
And that was her sitting room. It was not her living room.
Mm-hmm.
To me, seeing from what, you know, we used it as, the parlor as, it would be the same thing as a den is in my house.
Mm-hmm.
It's a room where everybody gathers without going into the living room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about porches? Any other names for porches or different kinds?
Well, to me now, when you talk about sitting on the front porch and the back porch, you could really use the word patio. You're
mm-hmm.
sitting out on the patio, but most of the time, porches were attached
mm-hmm.
to the house, a part of the house, so there is a distinction between a patio and a porch, but they are both used for the same purposes.
A patio is separate.
Well, it's not like a room.
Uh-huh.
The porches that I had reference to were screened-in porches.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a patio could have a shed open,
yeah.
But it's not like a built-up room.
Would you ever call that something like a Florida room or a sleeping porch, if it's screened-in?
Well, I've heard the term sleeping porch. I've never heard Florida room.
What's a sleeping porch?
Like, what I was saying, well, I haven't used it, I just said I've heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And it is, did you ever hear the term gallery?
My grandfather used gallery for the porch.
Uh-huh.
He would always go, he was going out to sit on the gallery for the porch. And that's what it was. They call it the front gallery.
Would you ever use that word? Does it sound old fashioned?
Myself? No, I never thought about using
it. To get from the porch to the ground, you have
steps.
And to get from the first floor to the second floor,
steps.
In a two story house inside?
Right.
Okay, you call it steps whether it's outside or in.
Right.
And did you ever have a house that had a fireplace in it?
The house that my mother lives in
mm-hmm.
did have a fireplace, but we didn't use it. She had it bricked up and put in an artificial brick fireplace that has
mm-hmm.
a gas burning log stove.
Mm-hmm. You know, on a fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through is the
chimney.
What would you call it in a factory? You know,
smokestack.
Okay. And the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace.
Hearth.
Which would you?
Hearth.
And the thing up above that you can.
Mantle.
Any other name?
Not offhand, I can't think.
And in a fireplace, the thing that you lay the wood on.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're talking
those
about.
Those metal things?
Oh, I can't think of what you call them.
Did you ever hear dog irons or andirons or fire dogs?
Beg pardon?
Dog irons or andirons or fire dogs, anything like that?
I've just, what are you talking about? The instruments you use?
No, for what, sometimes if you burn wood, you wouldn't lay the wood just flat.
Right,
you know.
You put it on something.
Yeah, those things that.
Right.
Did you ever hear anything else?
No.
And if you wanted to start a fire, what kind of wood might you use to start it with?
Firewood. that's all firewood because
uh-huh.
That's the way you buy it now. But I do recall we didn't ever have